your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Merry Christmas, foodies and geeks. It's Larry, and this year I'm hosting the Deep Fry Geeks Holiday Special.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
Woo! What's the name of that holiday special, Larry?
There isn't a name.
There is, remember?
Oh,
It's a very...
Oh, very Larry.
Oh!
Christmas. Boom. Oh. Okay.
Deep Fry Geeks is a weekly podcast where we talk about food, comics, TV shows, movies, and general geek news.
That's right it is.
Yeah.
Okay, this year's holiday special is sure going to be a special. We have special guests, jokes, games, and geekiness, and me, the Deep Fry Geeks resident. I don't like this. Do I have to read it?
Yeah, I'm paying you. Get paid! Read the script, Larry!
Okay, whatever. A phone-obsessed...
Angsty
teenager.
Yes, phone obsessed angsty teenager. That's you. Okay.
Woo!
Yeah. Who was it? I mean, back in my day, we had to draw and play and put a piece of paper on a phone and then we played on it.
Hey, I'm not even a teenager and I'm phone obsessed. I'm admitting it now.
It's true. That's why mine's not in my pocket. It's over there. So just in case something happens, I can see it.
So I thought I would start this year's special off the right way, and with a lit. Woke and hip jokes.
Like 30-year-old man wrote this.
Like 34.
Okay. Time to do the joke part of the holiday special, Larry.
I want
to
hear some jokes.
Throw some jokes at us, Larry.
Okay. What did Donald Trump say to the birthday boy?
What did he say?
Let me see your birth certificate.
That joke's gonna be huge. It's like, that's not gonna be my number one joke. It's gonna be huge.
It's gonna be huge.
My friends told me it was hilarious. You're
building a wall.
Why shouldn't Donald Trump rag on illegal immigrants? Oh my god.
Why?
Because an undocumented worker has been living on his head for the past 2 decades. Donald Trump do before criticizing illegals? He made sure his pools were clean and his lawns were mowed.
Oh, Larry. These jokes aren't very Christmassy.
It's because you wrote them. Dad, it's a holiday special. Besides, I thought I would do something, tell some current jokes to keep our fans woke.
Totally woke.
Woke, right?
Woke!
Well, I don't think these jokes are very appropriate. I don't want to offend some of our special guests.
What? Do you mean our very own producer, Leviticus?
Yes. You do know he is like a quarter Mexican, right?
Really? I thought he just really liked tacos.
You guys know I'm, like, right here sitting, right?
So, Larry, I don't think you're taking this hosting responsibilities that I'm paying you for very seriously.
Can I at least introduce...
I think I need to take over the hosting responsibilities.
No, can I at least introduce the rest of the games? I'm not saying that.
No, the lit guests, you mean? Oh, of course you can, Larry.
Lit guests. I heard that wrong.
Sorry.
Sure, why not?
This special will feature the co-host of DFG, the funny, woke, handsome, intelligent. Really, Dad? I don't. Okay. Our resident impersonator.
Who?
It wouldn't be DFG without him. Tommy Two Star!
Yay!
I just wish he could be here to join us.
And my dad, Matt Man.
Yay!
Man. What? Hey! I'm kidding. We just knocked your pay, $5.
I'll take it.
Okay. And the most handsome quarter Mexican you know. the nicest guy in our town, our producer, and three part of the DFG, the amazing Livigny.
Larry, you read the amazing part wrong. Tom at Two Stars, tell her how she should have said amazing.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh.
Amazing!
He's an impersonator, not me. Okay. And also to mention, Tom Cruise, Dobby the House Elf, Rick Grimes, Bill Cosby, Christopher Walken, and Hitler. I said that wrong.
What?
Wait, Dad. Hitler? You know, this is a holiday episode. We can mention him. We can
mention Hitler. He is like the most evil and unwoke dude. He might even be worse than Donald Trump.
We can't mention Hitler.
I will say that kind of threw me off right there.
That's my bad.
Okay, we can't mention Hitler like he's the most evil and unwoke dude. He might even be the worst than Donald Trump.
The worst.
He's worse than Donald Trump, right? So, Larry, you're not doing a very good job hosting. Sorry. I think I'm going to have to go ahead and take over your hosting responsibilities.
Boo!
But, you can still do the games for us. Good. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's better.
You sound very into it. You sounded irritated.
Yeah.
Like you just wanted to be on your phone. So, I apologize. But I'm going to go ahead and take over the hosting, okay? Hello, foodies and geeks!
Hi, man!
Leviticus, Larry, Rick Grimes, Dobby the House Elf, and Hitler.
Did you say Rick Grimes? Like, he's not a rapper?
Hi, Rick
Grimes.
Coral, Carol.
I'm a free elf.
Why? Does he work for Disney now?
That was like a mix of me and Mickey Mouse. He likes songs. And he likes Hermione Granger. Very much I like Hermione.
So, as we've talked about, Larry, Tommy Two Stars in Leviticus, this episode we are doing a season of giving.
Just a tip.
Correct? We are giving out a Deep Fried Geeks doggy bag to one of our avid listeners.
Whoa, hold on. So you mean like a doggy poop bag?
No, it's like just a name I could think of, kind of like, because, you know, it's the food. Because
when
in
I think
restaurant.
Of doggy bags, I think of, like, a dog bag that I put my dog's
you
poop in.
Set on fire on the porch.
Well, no, like a doggy bag, like a takeout bag.
Like, you go on your front porch, like, you go to Will's front porch, and you light a bag on. I'm not saying that I've done it. Yeah, Weezer's front porch. I'm not saying that I've done it, but, you know.
Well, you know how, like, when you're at a restaurant, and you take a takeout bag home? That's called a doggy bag. So what I thought was that we would call it a Deep Fried Geeks doggy bag because of the food stuff. Get it? Gotcha. So what we talked about in a video that Larry and I tried to do earlier this week. Larry was too busy on her phone the whole time, though. Kind of like now.
I'm not on my phone. What are you talking about?
Larry, is this your butt? Your father just threw you under?
This is the best Christmas special ever.
We talked about giving away a geek package to an avid listener who liked the video. Woo. We had a lot of likes on the video, so we did randomly choose some of our listeners. Guys.
What?
We chose some of our avid listeners and Facebook fans to send the geeky package to.
Geeky package.
Gonna send it right to their freaking house.
Boom.
To their house?
I almost made a Christmas episode R-rated by saying fuck. Oh, I'm sorry.
He doesn't seem that sorry.
Put it in your mouth.
Alright. So, Leviticus, who are you playing for?
I am playing for Charles T.
Charles T. Charles T, I think you know who you are. I believe you live in Michigan. Wink, wink.
Hey, why don't you give them their full address there, Maddie Madison? Social Security number.
Tom at Two Stars, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Gabe P.
Gabe P. I believe Gabe P. is from Fort Myers. Gabe P., you're a fan of us
Gabe
on Facebook.
P.
Wink, wink, you know who you are. And I am playing for Mrs. P. Diddy herself,
whoop, whoop.
Shaney Prime.
Shaney P.
Again? Oh, Shaney P. Sorry.
We have these rules.
We have said their last name in the podcast before. before, so it's okay.
Oh, shit. That makes all the storming in their house a-okay.
Shady P.
Shady P.
So, hey, Larry.
Yes.
It's time to host the games.
Okay. So,
we need to explain kind of how we're doing this, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to be playing four different games. Guys, at the end, all these games are worth different amounts of points. They're all different games. At the end of all the games, we're going to celebrate Hanukkah by playing dreidel.
Yay.
You're going to be getting candies in your Santa hats that you're wearing. And you're going to use your Santa hats to gamble by playing dreidel. Mazel tov.
I just want to say that I don't celebrate Hanukkah. I only celebrate the Day of the Dead.
Okay, well, the good thing is...
Hanukkah de la Muerte.
It's the first game...
the 8 days of the dead.
The good news...
Well, our ancestors, the Maccabees, came back to life and haunted us.
The good news is the first game is to celebrate Feliz Navidad.
Yay!
We're going to be playing the traditional Hispanic game that you probably know, Leviticus, called Mas o Menos.
Oh, I totally know this game.
I may have just made that name up.
Oh, what?
You can't Google Translate.
Plus or minus.
I totally know what this game is.
More or less.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
According
so,
to Google Translate.
What this game is Larry... is going to be spouting some facts at us, generally. And when he does, she's going to be picking one person to give the question to. Ah. So it's going to start with Tom Tom, then go to Levi and me. Once she spouts the fact out, Tommy Two Stars is going to say whether or not he's going to give a number, right?
Okay.
That number for the fact that Larry's giving him. Levi, Leviticus, and I are going to say whether we think it's more than that number or less than that number.
And then I say
meaning true?
Well, I'm assuming it's like based
so,
on number.
So if he says 75 is the answer, you're going to think say if you think that if the answer is more than 75 or if it's less than 75.
Okay, so all the answers are numbers.
Right, correct.
Okay. Alright,
okay.
Make it sense.
If
I get
if it's more and you say more, then you get a candy. If not, Tommy Two Stars gets a candy.
Woo!
Well, makes sense. So I have a chance to get two candies each round?
You're not doing every question. The first question is for you,
then Levi,
then me, and then it goes.
Alright.
So we kind of keep the points equal through
that
the
makes
whole
sense.
Thing.
I feel like it's Halloween. Candy.
You do have a bowl of candy.
Look at that expensive bowl of candy.
So, do you want to start?
Let's do this.
Whose turn is this?
Feliz Navidad. The first turn is Tommy Two Stars.
How many tacos are consumed every year in America?
Dang. That's an interesting question.
I feel like the reflection.
In America?
In America.
I mean, if you think about, like, Taco Tuesdays, I mean, how many people have Taco Tuesdays?
A lot of people.
You don't want to help me, Leviticus.
Well, no, I do because I got a thing too, so...
50 million.
Ooh.
Alright, Leviticus, do you think it's more or less?
Ooh. I'm gonna... I'm gonna go more.
I'm also gonna say more, Larry.
4.5 billion.
Damn.
That's
a lot
more.
More.
2.6 billion of those goes to Leviticus.
Yep. He's gotta make a...
Alright,
okay, so...
So I get a candy.
Woo!
And Leviticus gets a candy.
I get a candy.
There's always the next round.
This is now.
My turn.
Okay. What is the population of Mexico in 2013?
Why is this all about Mexicans?
Because it's Mas o Menos. We're celebrating Feliz Navidad.
Oh, okay. I get it now. What's the population of Mexico?
Yes. In 2013.
In 2013? Well, my gosh. I mean, they multiply in the millions, like, each year, so.
They're already at 4 billion waiting for you to answer.
I'm going to say 100 million.
I'm going to guess.
That's probably more.
I'm going to guess more also.
Merry Christmas, guys. More. It's 122.3 million.
Right.
Nice. What did I say?
You said 100 million.
Oh, okay. So I was close.
We're close. Yeah,
we're
close.
It was 100.
Close to my dad. Tacos.
So it was 102.
Yeah. It was like 122 million.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So close. I was really close.
Okay. Okay.
All right. See, I told you they multiply like.
Oh, my God. Like rabbits.
I wish I knew the Mexican word for rabbits.
Rabito.
Rabitos. El Hapadores. Alright,
okay, this is for Mattman. How many Taco Bell locations are there around the world?
Around the world?
Ooh, okay.
Wait, around the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
7,000.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess more than that. More.
More.
Nope. 6,407.
Dang.
Give me candy.
Whoa.
Because they're wrong, so I get
a
candy.
Oh, wait a minute.
Pause.
Who
came up with these
questions? Yeah, who came up with these questions? Oh, okay.
I did not.
Okay.
All of the questions
he
answered
hasn't seen
were done by Larry and Mrs. Matt.
Haven't you gotten like candy like every time?
So Matt girl.
That's why at the end we're gambling, boys.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gambling this, I'm eating it.
Okay.
Sorry, Gabe.
Are you ready?
Yep,
is the average age children stopped believing in Santa Claus?
Hmm. Ooh. This is for you, Tommy.
I'm gonna guess 10 years old.
I'm gonna say less. What are you gonna say, Leviticus?
What if I get it exact? Like, do I get it correct? Obviously, yeah. Then okay. A situation like that. Maybe,
so
but
you
I doubt
say
it.
10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Points are good.
I'll go less as well.
It's less.
Seven and a half. 11, 12, 13, 13.
I'm going to go mean on
get
high,
a low
in
high school.
Yay! Whoa.
Sorry.
Arriba!
Arriba! What is that now?
Okay, ready?
Leviticus, right?
Leviticus. Okay, how many average land miles does Santa travel in one night?
Dang.
Jeez. Well, he's got to go to every house.
Every freaking house.
Now, you didn't clarify in the United States or worldwide.
The world, whole world, right?
Whole world.
Yep.
Yeah, but
okay.
He doesn't travel to every
house.
So I'm
going to go.
There's some Jewish kids, some other kids of different faiths.
I'm going to go.
This doesn't sound right.
6,255 million.
I'm going to say less.
Yeah, less as well.
Yeah. 175 million.
That's Bologna.
Just a little bit of side note. These are Googled answers that Larry told me they are Googled answers. Because,
like, what if he forgets?
So it could be Wikipedia.
He's got a
backtrack. So it may not be exact.
We're assuming Santa's not forgetful.
I mean, does he have, like, a set course that he's going on? Because, like, you know, does he just, like, fly across one piece of land and fly across the next piece of land?
Santa's greedy. He's going, one for you, one for me. One for you.
Santa apparently pays people.
Like, because I'm pretty sure he forgot my house one year.
One handful of
food. I'm pretty sure he forgot my house one year.
That's
because
you're naughty. Okay. Go ahead, Larry.
Did your dad barbecue?
Hey, I mowed plenty of lawns that year.
I shared so many chocolates.
It wasn't like I was going Scrooge on people.
Le Scrooge.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's French.
How many little people... Okay, ready? This is for Matt Man. How many little people were cast in The Wizard of Oz?
In The Wizard of Oz?
Is that the correct phrase?
Yeah, but why The Wizard of Oz, though? How's that Christmassy?
It is a Christmas movie. They play it every year on, like, AMC.
I mean, it was a whole colony.
Christmas?
I consider Wizard of Oz a Christmas movie. If Die Hard's a Christmas movie, so is Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, but they literally talk about Christmas in Die Hard.
You see Santa fly.
I'm going to say 112.
112, huh?
I'm going to go less.
Less also.
It's more. 124.
Damn. Oh, give me that candy.
You
put the candy in my hat. Put the candy in my hat.
Who gets it?
Just him. We said less.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know the game? Honestly,
I do not.
How was there that many little people in the world at that time?
At the 20s?
Sorry.
They borrowed them from Santa.
Oh my god. Dobby was one of those little people.
Dobby!
We put find that Hermione really offensive. That's what they sound like. At least that's what they made
in the
them
movie,
sound like
right?
in the movie. Which, I don't even know if that should be more of
Tommy Two Stars, ready?
The Lollipop Gang.
The Lollipop Gang.
How many acting credits does Tom Cruise have? Including movies, TV shows, narrations,
cameos. Can you repeat the question?
How many acting credits?
How many acting credits? So, like, how many...
Like IMDb things.
Yeah,
if you didn't listen to the last episode, we spent about a half an hour talking about Tom
going
Cruise.
Off on
it's
Tom
like, Cruise. How many, like, okay, so
I
like,
might be the producer,
movies,
but I'm
TV
not
shows.
Always able to be here.
That's part of the producing. You don't really have
to. It includes movie, TV shows, narrations, cameos, but
not directorial
appearances.
Producer.
It doesn't have to be like
so,
appearances
oh, okay.
as himself. So all it could right. be like.
I'm gonna guess 280.
I'm gonna go more.
I'm gonna say less.
Oh, split it up.
So then I don't get 45.
Get right? 45, so I get a candy.
No, we have to be wrong.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, it is.
You're just gonna screw me out of
candy.
Leviticus
gets a candy. You
no.
said more? You said more?
I said more. You
okay.
said less.
Okay.
45?
Hey, Tom, you
that's
don't get
it?
To keep the candy.
Well, I'm feeling very tempting, though.
I'm just teasing. Okay.
We have more in the kitchen.
Yay!
She's like, F you, Dad!
I have more in my room.
Okay, this is for Leviticus. How many movies has Danny... Who is this? Danny Trejo?
Trejo. He is a Mexican staple hero.
He was Machete.
He's Machete. He's in lots of movies. He is
Hispanic. Replace it. Repeat the question, please.
Danny Trejo.
How many movies has Danny Trejo been in?
What?
Right?
Yes.
Repeat the question.
How many movies has... Right?
How many movies has Danny
Trejo.
Yeah. Ben. Movies, TV shows, narrations, cameos, not including appearances as himself. So, like...
Okay.
How many movies?
He's probably done a few more. I'm surprised Tom Cruise is only 45.
Yeah, me too. I'm surprised.
But remember,
that.
He's not. He doesn't have to be like starred in it. Like his
like
face.
The main,
it can be like a voiceover.
He's been Machete at least like 100 times.
Machete.
You said Tom Cruise was 45.
Yeah. So there's your reference
point. Okay, so I'm gonna say 23.
23?
I'm gonna say more.
Me too, I'm also saying
Mass.
More. 324.
Whoa! Holy cow!
I guess. Well, Tom Cruise has been
why
busy with Scientology. He ain't got time to
he's
do
been
a
busy
movie.
In the coke.
Well, I will say, Danny is old.
He has his own taco
you get
restaurant.
And you get
I will go to
Trejo's Tacos because it looks awesome. You get this.
Put the Trejo's in my mouth!
He may make you do that.
I will say that my favorite scene with him is in Breaking Bad when they cut off his head and put him on a turtle.
On the turtle's head?
Oh, yeah. Does they really do that?
Yeah,
scary.
Cool. Yeah.
He's a tortuga. A Spanish turtle. That's how I learned what tortuga is.
Okay.
A
tortuga.
Batman. Wait, where am I?
That's what they call him.
That's a lot of questions, Larry.
It is. It's almost done, I think.
Beat it.
Okay. There's three more. Okay. How many different varieties of chilies are grown in Mexico? Okay, this shouldn't be like Christmas special. This should be like Mexican.
Because it's the Feliz Navidad portion of our holiday special.
True. Okay,
we're trying to accommodate for all of our nationalities.
It's an Irish section, too.
It needs to be. We're
section.
Irish. Okay.
I think there are 752 different types of chilies.
752?
Chili peppers?
Yeah.
Chili peppers?
Chili peppers.
I'm going to go less.
Not chili varieties.
Chili varieties.
Yeah,
varieties of peppers.
Go less.
Yeah, varieties
okay.
of peppers.
I'm going to go less.
So how many you said? 752?
Yeah.
You said 752.
I'm going to say more, just so he doesn't get candy.
100.
Yes!
140.
The Mexican wins again!
Okay. This is for... Who's this for?
Tom-Tom.
Tom-Tom?
Star Wars.
I thought I just did... Okay.
Yeah.
You're just how many people traveled to Mexico...
Sorry.
It's okay. How many people travel to Mexico every year?
Ooh, that's a lot.
Like, does legally?
Doesn't include you.
I think in general, just period.
Okay. Travel to Mexico, not from Mexico.
You gotta think of all the non-Mexican
it's not,
people.
It doesn't include...
Going like Cancun and stuff? Whoa.
It doesn't include illegal immigrants.
Okay, so people going to Mexico.
Right. So, like, if we wanted to travel to Mexico today...
I'm gonna guess... Counts.
International tourists.
Okay. 3.5 million. I know it's
I'm gonna go
really,
more.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say more, too.
Math!
32.1 million international tourists visited Mexico in 2015. So it could be.
What did you say? 3.2
million. So Tommy, too, so
yeah.
Some candy.
Well,
you guys
what?
Said more.
Wait, he
both
said 3.2. We said more.
What was the answer?
32.1.
No. Hold on.
32.1
Oh, so we
million.
Get candy.
Yeah, we get the candy. Yeah, no, we get it.
This is the last one.
Am I the one who understands numbers?
You gotta get this right.
I gotta get it right.
How many candy canes are made every year?
Oh,
this is like the hardest one.
No kidding. Every year.
Every year. Okay.
Is it made of candy corn or candy cane?
I'm gonna go
this
with.
Is the same number. That's zero. They've all were made in 1904.
Leviticus is calculating in his calculator.
He's doing
two.
At least two.
2,225,000,000.
Why is he so exact?
You said in the millions?
2 billion.
Said 2 billion. 2,225,000,000.
I'm going to say less.
2,225,000,000?
Yeah.
It's got to be way more than that. More.
Less.
Really?
1.76 billion.
I was close.
Huh.
Larry, why did you whisper that answer?
I didn't whisper that.
I'm just glad that I
was 1.76 billion.
That was good. That was louder than me.
Okay. Wait, who else
I've
got
already
it?
Eaten like five.
Who
so
else got it?
Just this year. I want that. All right. No.
Is that the end of Feliz Navidad?
You just get one.
It's not for me.
Is that the
it's
end of Maso Minos? We get another question.
That's it.
That's it.
Yay!
How did you like your celebration of your national holiday, Leviticus?
I thought it was a slap to the face, and I'm not coming back.
I'm sorry we offended you. We're going to build a wall next to your country, okay? It's going to be the most beautiful, amazing wall ever. It's going to be a grand wall, okay?
Great wall. I feel like that was the epitome of 2016, like,
yeah.
Hashtag we.
Yeah.
Why is this?
All right, Larry, what's the next game?
Second grade. To celebrate over commercialized Christmas game. Oh.
To
okay.
celebrate over commercialization of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Right.
Okay. I mean,
we're
right.
going to play.
But first, a commercial break, and let's hear from our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. Yet.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
You
okay.
saw where I was
talking.
You're
okay.
We're,
so
all
we're
right.
gonna play
I don't
the
feel
game.
Dumb anymore.
If
was
I
clever.
Was Santa.
Oh.
If Larry,
so if
Larry was Santa.
Was Santa.
Larry was
Claus.
Santa.
Okay, so.
So how this
explain.
Game is going to work?
Yeah, explain.
Is Larry is going to say what the difference would be if she was Santa rather than regular Santa. So, well, and then she's going to give us three different answers.
Harry's not Santa.
She's going to give us A,
Santa,
B, and C. We each have a chance to answer, so you'll say A or B or C,
okay.
and then whoever's right gets a candy.
No
okay?
looking at my computer screen.
Harry's not Santa.
Okay.
I'm Santa.
Santa.
Leviticus has a Yoda in his
Santa,
hand.
And he's talking
okay.
about Yoda. Where did you rip?
Are you having fun? Are you having fun?
The Force, you are not.
All right, Larry.
Force,
you okay,
you need to take control of these two, Larry. See,
you
are, right?
They're your friends.
The
guys,
Force,
guys, Force, come into your bag.
Yoda you is didn't not a special
me?
Guest.
Oh,
my
okay.
list, I did.
The elf, I am.
Yes, they are my friends and not yours. All right,
find out I did whether or not you're nice. You are.
Oh my God.
Are we ready, boys?
Yes,
come to town. All right, Larry.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, so the first question is, if I were Santa, I would leave blank in stockings instead of coal.
Ooh, okay. If Larry were Santa, she'd leave blank in stockings.
What are the choices?
A, pizza rolls. B, crumbs. And C, bombs.
Bombs? Pizza rolls, crumbs, or bombs?
Yes. Crumbs!
I'm going to say pizza rolls.
I'm going to go pizza rolls also.
Crumbs.
Oh! Yes!
I feel like he knows me more than you.
It's so sad. I think we would leave.
Okay.
And then crumbs.
Yeah. Well, pizza rolls is a good thing, so you would have to leave something bad. And bombs would kill them, and you don't want to kill them, because then you'll have to go to jail. So
if they find us. If we do our job right,
you're Santa Claus.
There.
They'll see you in the sky all the time. Yeah, or you'll see it. Okay.
Loud or not?
Second question. If I were Santa, I would want children to leave me blank instead of cookies.
Episodes of Pretty Little Liars.
Please tell me that's one of the answers.
No.
Oh, dang it.
Choices.
I feel like you're going to know this one. But, okay. A, Capri Suns. B, pizza rolls. And C, cheese.
Definitely Capri Suns.
Capri Suns.
You guys know this, yes.
We each get a candy.
I got 7 boxes of Capri Suns for my birthday.
You're a pretty sweet,
for my friends.
Pretty sweet Santa. Yep. All right, Larry, go ahead.
I like Capri Suns.
What is a better
That's
one?
That's the way to my
yes,
heart.
Yes, he is.
All right, third question.
You got gifts and little sacky nuts.
Okay. Okay, number 3.
Perverted you are. You're disappointed how perverted you are.
You're the host Christmas special. Yes, not Larry. Fuck Larry. Yes.
We take one out of his booty, man.
Alright, Larry.
Make
go
that
ahead.
10.
I don't want to read this anymore.
Right. We empty it. Mm-hmm. I can have.
Don't cry. Okay.
For being a naughty
number
boy.
3. If I were Santa, I would have blank help me make toys instead of elves. What?
Okay, go ahead.
What?
I don't know. Just don't worry about it. He's being a douche.
Probably.
All right, let her go.
A, minions. B, stop looking at the computer screen.
Yeah, cheater.
B, the mice from Cinderella. Or C, snowmen.
Minions.
Minions also.
Mice from Cinderella.
Yay!
It is Minions.
Ah, no, banana.
Okay, number 4. If I were Santa, I would wear a blank colored suit instead of red. A, blue. B, white. And C, black.
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 I want to be different.
Okay.
A, like being different
blue,
is wrong.
And B is white.
And then black?
And then black.
I'll go with black.
You're all wrong.
Oh, it was white, wasn't it?
It's white.
Dang, I should have said white!
Because you're going to get married? Smart
you or not?
No, because...
I'm sorry, I didn't study hard for the Larry class in high school.
Okay, I think this is 5.
Okay.
If I were Santa, I wouldn't come down the chimneys. I would enter the house by blank. A, climbing through the windows. B, knock on the front door. Or C, crawl through the vent. I feel like you guys are looking at the screen.
We're not. I'm going to say B.
I'm going to say...
Knocking on the door.
Knocking on the door.
I'm going to say...
I feel like crawling on the vents.
I'm going to say... Yeah, the same thing makes sense.
Well, we both said
they
different.
They said something
we
different.
Said
different thing, you said crawling through
the vents. I'm going to say crawling through the vents.
Leviticus is hitting the eggnog a little bit too hard.
Yay!
Merry Christmas. We need more candy.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for being courteous.
Is this a jelly bean?
Christmas of Mary you are.
There's a jelly bean in the
beer bottle. Make out with me, you will. Under mistletoe you
are. Never mind.
There you go. Jelly baby!
Okay.
Kiss me, Will.
Yoda's taking over your hosting duties.
Yeah, right. Basically. Okay.
Yoda had a little too much eggnog.
Okay, next one. If I were Santa, what celebrity would never get presents? This one, I really didn't know what to put for it, so I just put some.
Okay.
A, Luke Hemmings, B, Justin Bieber, and C, Ariana Grande.
I'm going to say the Biebs.
I'm going to go with the Biebs also.
I'm going to go with A.
Luke Hemmings?
Yeah.
B, Justin
Biebs!
I kind of like his music, but he's rich anyway.
It's like candy.
Luke Hemmings is like my favorite.
The Biebs? Good, yes.
Yoda likes the Biebs, he does. That's pretty hair the Biebs does, yes.
Tried growing Bieber to Yoda did. My hairs did not grow.
Okay, if I were Santa, I would rename three of my reindeer.
Ooh.
Blank, blank, and blank.
Baby.
What would you name your reindeer?
Yoda's a real big
Okay. A. Josh, Tyler, and Pilot. B. Cheetos, Oreo, and Skittles. Or C. Fluffy, Bubbles, and Squishies.
A.
A.
I'm gonna go
Josh,
with
Tyler, and Pilot.
C.
Oh.
What?
C? What was C?
F. Fluffy, Bubbles, and
Squishies. See, I was just guessing, but I was like
I was hoping you would have
named them after like band members off of your favorite
bands. That's what it was gonna be. But they're human names. Like, you can't really give reindeer human names.
Peter. Their names are...
Blitzen is a human name.
No, isn't.
I'm going to name
Rudolph
kid
is
now.
Joshua Taylor Franklin is.
Okay, maybe it would have been A.
Rudolph
I don't
Giuliani.
Know. Technically, it would have been Blitzen. A, but I just picked C, so...
All right, Larry. Nobody got it.
I get one.
I see how it is.
Oh. All right, Larry.
If you taste the bone.
Okay, next one. If I were Santa, my headquarter... If I were Santa, my headquarters would be blank instead of the North Pole. A, in New York. B, underwater. And C, Australia.
I'm going to say New York.
I'm going to say B, because I know how much you love SpongeBob.
I'm going to go with C, just to be different.
No! I'm not eating that.
You get it.
Oh, I would totally eat that.
You're going to
Tom Tom.
Larry dropped the candy on my toe, and Tom Tom just put the toe candy in his mouth.
Okay.
It tastes like blue cheese.
Okay. Mmm, Harry Tooie has.
Okay, it was underwater.
Yay!
Because, like, who's going to go underwater?
SpongeBob.
Yeah,
Aquaman.
True. But,
Aqua Teen Hunger Force!
New York would be too obvious. New York would be too obvious.
Okay, you're going to have to reread the question because I wasn't paying attention.
I didn't say anything.
Sorry. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, last one.
Yay!
If I were Santa...
I mean, no. I don't know why you game. Because I'm not doing that well.
If I were Santa, I would travel in a blank instead of a sleigh. A, plane. B, boat. C, submarine.
Well, if you're underwater,
I'm going to say C,
submarine.
I'm
going to
say submarine, too.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yay! You're
all right.
Yay!
Yes. Larry, can you please be Santa? All right, Larry, how did you guys enjoy our Very Larry Christmas section?
It was very... very... non-contrary Christmas-ary.
Christmas-ary.
Larry, what's our next? What's the next section we're moving
what's
on
our
to?
Next move?
Okay, so this game is
in
brought to
world.
Us...
This is important. This is our Merry Christmas section.
Very,
Merry Christmas. This is our actual holiday section.
This is like super important.
Super important.
Super, super important.
To celebrate our brought to us by the special guest who couldn't be here. We have, what is the name?
Nope, we're not going to, our special guest is going to tell us what the name is.
Yeah.
Ready? Right there, right?
Special
guest?
Yep.
Guest.
Hey everybody, this is Weezer, and I've got a game for the geeks. They're going to be playing a game called Weezer's Name That Christmas Newt. That's right, and the reason it's called this is because I'm going to be playing some of my favorite Christmas songs, and the geeks are going to have to guess which song is being played. The only catch is that these Christmas songs are being played in reverse. It's going to make it a little challenging, but I think they're up to the task. Obviously, the geek that answers the most right loves Christmas the most, and the geek that gets the most wrong, obviously, hates babies. So, good luck, guys. Weezer's Name That Christmas Newt.
Newt.
So thanks, Weezer.
So what if I like tacos more than Christmas? Then I guess we'll find out.
I guess that's why you had a Feliz Navidad section.
Oh, okay.
All right, Larry, so we're going to go for the first Christmas
and
Newt.
And you get the cheese.
So is it the first person who names it wins?
Yes, the first person who names
it
wins.
We have to say our name first.
You guys are shout out names.
Because I don't know names.
Just shout out names.
I have to find it. Weezer sent me a text message. Okay.
Weezer text you? That sounds I wish Weezer would text me.
He does.
He's got a baby. He has two babies.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
So Tommy got it right?
Yep.
What did he say?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. Oh, man. I think we're all going to lose on this one. I think this is Tommy's game right here. All right, Larry, we're going to play the second one.
Weezer was going to sing these, but it didn't really end up.
Largens of Argon.
Okay, number two.
Oh, Jingle Bell Rock! Shoot, Merry Christmas! Dang it!
Jingle Bell Rock!
Oh!
I knew it had to do with someone's bells.
I want to listen to the whole song.
You know, it's Jingle Bell Rock.
It's like a different language.
What was the answer, Larry?
Jingle Bell.
Jingle Bell Rock.
All right.
Whenever I hear that song, I think of Home Alone.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
About a malicious kid attacking two poor people
trying to make
a living.
What's your favorite Christmas movie, Leviticus?
My favorite Christmas movie is Christmas Vacation.
Oh, how about you, Tommy Two Stars?
Jingle All the Way.
What, really?
Yeah.
That's a great Christmas movie. How about you, Larry?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Mine is Elf. All right, moving on to the third one. Ready?
Yep.
Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite?
Weezer to bring us another newt.
Another newt.
That was beautiful singing, by the way.
I'm just ready to get candy.
Feliz Navidad. Dude,
you're on fire! Yes.
Wow! It's the I'm just not the two stars of dyslexic.
I'm not trying to write down what I hear.
So what was the answer, Larry?
It was Feliz Navidad.
It's more about the tunes than the words, so you didn't recognize the tune.
It's more about you cheating.
I think Levi's upset.
Weezer sent a text message to Tommy Two Stars, too. Wait, he's share your candy with me.
Let me look up the numbers real quick.
That was number three, right, Larry?
Yes. So number four.
Number four. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Frosty
the
Snowman.
Oh, it's hard to do
with
White Christmas.
I agree, man. Yeah.
Yes!
If you guys don't get this, I can hear it.
All right, what was the answer?
White Christmas.
And who got it right? Matman, right?
I think Madman needs
you
to
want
toe
candy again?
And see why he has this need to be right all the time.
Right? The master. It's always like that. Okay, number five.
All right.
Number five.
The fifth newt.
Number five, Newtus.
Oh, it's Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh.
Yep.
Can we have
I like this one.
Alright, Larry, what was the answer?
All I Want for Christmas is You.
By who?
Ooh,
your
baby.
Favorite singer?
I don't know. Carrie, what are you talking about?
All I Want for Christmas
is a new.
Even though she's in her 40s, she's still got it going on.
Yeah,
last one.
Number six?
Number six.
Alright, the sixth newt.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be home for Christmas. Time of year.
You're just guessing.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
The theme to Good Times.
I have no idea how long this one's hard.
Say bells ring. I have no idea, Larry.
This one creeps me.
Do you guys have any idea?
It's kind of creepy.
It does feel evil. I feel like Satan just came in the room.
Christmas lime rice. Satan is real.
Winter Wonderland.
Oh.
I remember,
man, that was hard.
Nobody gets a candy on that one.
Okay, that's it of Weezer's.
Weezer picked some good tunes there.
Yeah.
Good job, Weezer.
Yay, Weezer.
Yes, thank you for joining us for our holiday special.
Who loves Christmas more and who hates babies?
I guess you two hate babies.
I think it was.
Yeah, I think we hate babies. Tommy Two Stars loves Christmas. Yeah. I don't think you got any right, Leviticus. So you hate babies.
He has a baby.
I have one.
He loves that baby.
You love that baby. All other babies, you don't.
All the babies are poopy.
I like Weezer's baby, too.
Yeah.
That dude is pretty legit. I wear that hair like Hanky Chuck.
Yes.
Hashtag awesome.
Okay.
All right, Larry.
And the fourth game is Christmas Quotes Trivia.
Oh.
So what are these quotes from, Larry?
Movies, I think. Hold on.
That makes sense.
So what are we finishing the quotes, or are we naming the movie?
You're naming the movie from the quote. So I'm going to say a quote, and you guys are going to say what movie.
Is it the first one who yells it out?
Let's do whoever gets it right. So, like, you three say what you think, and then...
Well, no, because then we'll just copy everybody else. So let's say the first one who yells it out. Does that work?
Sure, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
You want to raise our hands?
Ooh! Christmas movie quotes.
Okay. Number one, Howard, I'm of the mindset you can never do too much to make a child's Christmas magical.
White Christmas.
Yeah. No.
Your turn.
Wonderful Life.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
You want me to repeat it?
Elf?
No.
Yeah, go ahead and repeat it.
Howard, I'm of the mindset you can never do too
Miracle
much.
Miracle 34th Street.
No.
Christmas Story.
I'm of the mindset you can never do too much to make a child's Christmas. Wait.
Die Hard.
Batman.
The
Wizard of Oz.
Can I say what it is?
Yeah, go for it.
Jingle All the Way. The
line
was
your favorite Christmas movie.
Come on, Tom.
I was gonna say. Okay. I was like, why is he?
You're a shitty fan.
The line was said by Rupert's feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His feelings are hurt.
The line was said by Howard's
neighbor. Okay, I'll hug you.
We'll see.
Thomas Tussauds is not a very good fan of mine. You guys know my impersonation?
Get to the jingle balls! Grab them quickly! Get to the slider! It's not a tumor, it's a candy cane. Who is Santa and what does he
do? Okay, this one is gonna test how fast you
I'll
can
be back on Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is Santa. It just sounds like an angry German.
It does. It's a turbo man.
It's turbo time. See, if you said that, I would be like, well,
get to Santa Slay! All right, Larry. Next question.
Okay, number two. This one you guys are gonna get. This is gonna test how fast you can say stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
This is gonna be easy. Okay, this is my house. I have to defend it.
Hold on.
You talk fast, so you
Home Alone. Yeah,
and a lot. I am the resident loudmouth of the podcast and friendships.
Oh, whoops.
You're a loudmouth and my friend? Yeah.
Okay, number three. Get me, I'm giving out wings.
What?
Get me. I'm giving out wings.
Get wings? Me. I'm giving out wings?
Get me is one sentence. And then I'm giving out wings.
See, it's that last word.
Wings.
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 Miracle on 34th Street.
No.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life?
Yep.
Yeah, because he's got this
the
wings.
Line was
I was totally
going to
say Batman Christmas
sense.
Special.
Cash
register. There's a Batman Christmas special?
I don't know.
Star Wars Christmas special.
Okay.
Where's Santa? Where is he? I want my presents.
You know, I've never seen Christmas until I was already a man. At that time, it was merely broken.
Okay.
Number four. No. Much, much more. I am the Wizard of the Blizzard. I am the Wizard of Blizzard.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Nope.
Oh.
Santa Claus too.
Is this even a Christmas movie?
Oh, Die Hard.
No.
I know.
Gremlins.
No.
The Year Without a Santa Claus?
No. You guys aren't going to get this.
All right.
I am the Wizard of
Jack
Blizzard.
Frost.
Oh, yeah.
The father in this film is turned into a snowman.
Yeah, Batman.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's with, that's Michael Keaton, yeah.
Batman.
Number
it
five.
It was a good movie.
Wasn't Martin Short in that movie, too?
No.
Jack Frost?
No.
No.
Oh, no, Martin Short played Jack Frost in Santa Claus.
Santa Claus 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Larry.
Number five. You're skipping Christmas.
Christmas the Cranks!
Yep.
Boom!
Oh, man. That's good.
I just watched it like a week ago.
I've never seen that.
It's good.
Okay, number...
Based on the book called Skipping Christmas.
Larry's getting so mad at us.
Is that with... What's his name?
The wall.
Christopher Walken.
Tim Allen, yeah. They try to go
Johnny
on like
Depp?
A cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese.
Yoda.
Yoda.
Dobby.
Dobby likes Christmas movies.
Star Wars question there is.
Bikini Yoda got for this cruise. Ten lines Yoda will work on.
Dobby works on his 10 lines too, Yoda.
Shut your face. Let's get to the next question.
Okay, number six.
You're getting cold.
Sorry, that was so wrong.
You're getting crumbs.
It's Lidiosa. It's like the Krampus in bitches.
Alright, Larry.
Number six. Sounds like somebody needs to sing a Christmas carol.
Elf!
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah,
that's probably the only one I'm going to get.
Seven. No.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer.
You're doing this on purpose.
Sing out loud for all to hear.
Okay.
Seven!
No, you're a hallucination brought on by alcohol.
Santa Claus!
Russian vodka poisoned by... I don't know how to say that.
Oh, shoot. I think I know this.
The Scourge. Scrooged.
Yeah, Scrooged.
Boom.
You
have you seen that movie?
That,
so good. Bill
it's
Murray.
It's been a few years.
Good Christmas movie. You should watch it, Leviticus.
The creepy taxi driver.
You never seen Scrooge or Bill Murray?
Yeah, he's like this businessman. They go. It's basically like the Christmas Carol or Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah,
Christmas Carol.
Yeah, it's
but
a Christmas
Bill Murray,
Carol with Bill
he's
Murray.
Like all the
it's
things
on Netflix.
Missed out. Christmas past, Christmas present, Christmas future.
It's Lilios.
All right, Larry, go ahead.
That's
number...
a Christmas movie too. I mean, they have Christmas in it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay.
We're gonna shank my
swing and
miss. That's how you
Dobby,
do it.
Dobby is the only Harry Potter guest star. Go away, Hermione. Nobody likes you more. Or the fucking Mr. Wrong
Ron Star. Ron Star. It's Liviosa.
All right, Larry, we apologize.
Okay, sir.
Okay, number eight. Attacked by Christmas. Are you okay? Do you need a minute? Do you need to calm down? I think you need to calm down. It's so funny.
I like you made like Hermione's like a transvestite.
Well, that's how they portray her in the clip.
Run, stop.
Alright, guys. Alright, Larry wants to read your next question. over it.
I'm trying. Okay. Number 8, attacked by Christmas toys. That's strange. That's the second toy complaint we've had.
Oh, shoot. Elf.
Attacked by Christmas toys? That's strange. That's the second toy complaint we've had.
Santa Claus. 1.
No.
Santa Claus 2.
Of course I would know this.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Ow. Hey, that doesn't count. You gave it away.
It's in the radio. Yeah.
That's weird. So they start getting 911 calls like cray cray.
Oh, man.
Number 9. How is your wife?
Crying.
How is your wife? I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want. How is your wife? I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Like Christmas?
No.
How recent is it?
We're giving clues now.
I don't know.
Christmas story.
Probably when I was born.
Jingle all the way.
I don't know.
All right, we give up.
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Really?
Who noticed that?
Wow.
Okay.
Who had a wife in that show?
I was about to say, all the adults went,
wah, okay, wah, and wah, 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 it was said by wah. Charlie Brown's little sister, Sally.
Oh, yeah.
Make them. Okay, number 10. We are your worst nightmare. Elves with attitude.
Oh, Santa Claus won!
He gets it because he said Santa Claus won.
Boom.
I don't know if it's
wrong. No,
that's Santa
the
Claus
name
won.
Of the movie is Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
The name of the movie is not Santa Claus
no,
1.
No, it's literally The Santa Claus.
But you didn't say Santa Claus. What? You said Santa Claus 1.
Because there's 3 of them. I wanted to be specific.
But that's not the name of the title.
Well, then I went specific and said The Santa Claus because that's what it's called.
What?
You didn't.
Alright.
Alright. If you're going to be so Santa Claus.
Alright, calm down. Calm down! You're spitting food now.
Larry,
okay,
who was right? You're the judge. Do you want to get paid or not?
You've been interrupting me mostly this whole time.
So who was right? Tom and Jim starts pulling out his wallet and giving Larry a dollar.
Who's going to pay her now?
You get an extra one.
You're welcome, Gabe.
You can
Larry just gave Tom and Toothstars an extra candy.
Yeah, is that bad?
Oh, it didn't say, was there a
I gave him an extra one earlier, too.
Okay.
I gave him a lollipop. Okay, number 10.
This is
that's it.
That's it?
You can have your dollar back. It's okay.
And Shaney P deserves to win this prize, Tommy.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Did she pay you something?
Because I picked her randomly.
What is that?
Wait, you winked at us when you said randomly. I saw.
All right, Larry, is there another question?
I think that's the last one.
That's all of them?
Now, it's time to light the menorah and sing Dreidel Song Dreidel.
Dreidel.
And now we get to the gambling round.
Ready? Mazel tov! We already had your holiday.
That's how they celebrate Hanukkah south of the border.
Happy Hanukkah, everybody. This is the first day of Hanukkah.
Is
the
first day today?
So we are playing...
That was cool.
That would have been bad. So we are playing four rounds of dreidel. So we have a dreidel here, everybody, and we're going to be an actual dreidel. And we're going to be spinning the dreidel. If you're not familiar with the rules of dreidel, there is a little Hebrew symbol on each side of the dreidel.
The shin, the hay, the gamel, and the nun.
Right, Larry. So what you're going to be doing as we're playing, we're going to show you what symbol we landed on, and you're going to tell us what it means.
Okay.
So what does shin mean, Larry?
A shin means,
it's a Hebrew for shintel, or to put
or
in.
So that would mean we're putting a candy
an extra
in,
piece
right?
in.
So at first we're going to each put a candy in, right? So what we're doing now is we're gambling with our candies that we've won for our contestants. So this means that, because usually Tommy Two Stars is the king of trivia, so this made it easy for everybody to where Tommy Two Stars was in the lead. we could all catch up. So we're each playing a round where we put in a candy.
It's like a lightning round.
And then you spin the dreidel, right? And so if you get a shin, you put one in. What's the next one, Larry?
Like Uncle Fester.
What do you mean? Like, I can say anyone?
So, none? A none means that we put nothing in, right? A gimel? If we get gimel, it means we put everything in the pot.
No, we take the pot, I thought.
Oh, that, yeah. Gimel means we take the pot. And hay means that we
get
take
half the,
half the pot.
So what if we get snake eyes?
There is no snake eyes.
That means you have to close down your deli out of shame.
I don't understand!
So what we're going to do, guys,
this is all for funsies, though.
Yeah. So we each put a piece of candy in to start the round. We're going to play four rounds of dreidel.
I'm going to put candy in my mouth.
So each put a candy in.
From my mouth.
You need to put one in the pot too, Thomas. Who says that?
From
my
mouth.
Your mouth. We all know you like to put things in your mouth.
Damn right I do. I mean, what?
All right. So we will start by Tommy Two Stars rolling. Once we get something on the dreidel, then we will yell out what it is so people know, and then we will move on.
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Spin in the dreidel.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. It's made out of plastic. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Hey!
Hey!
I get half the pot.
You get half the pot, so take, go ahead and take two.
Two? Okay.
Two candies.
Now, if I'm correct, the rules also said if there's one in the pot, you have to, everyone
put
another
piece
in.
Right.
So now it should be four in the pot.
Alright, Leviticus, your turn to spin the dreidel.
Whoa! I love gold! The look of it, the taste of it, the smell of it, the texture.
So I got, none.
Oh, you get none.
Means
you get nothing.
Nothing.
So it goes to the next round.
All right, I'm spinning the dreidel.
Dobby lost the dreidel to spin the dreidel, dreidel,
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
dreidel,
dreidel.
All right. So I got, shin.
That means you put
that
in.
That means
there. I'm gonna put one in.
I think. Yep.
Outside the round is over. Once
shin
somebody takes
outside
the whole pot. All right, time to two stars.
That was round one.
We're still on one round. It ends when the whole pot is empty.
But the whole pot should never be in. Well, I guess that's true. Never mind. All right.
Yep.
Here we go. Ready?
What if you get put in and you don't have any more in your side to have?
Oh, we'll have plenty. We'll have some left. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Shin.
Means you're putting one in, right?
Put one in the pot.
Put it in the pot, Tommy Two Stars.
I'm gambling man.
So, Larry, what is your favorite Christmas special on TV?
Dreidel, 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 dreidel,
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. No, not really. Charlie Brown Christmas.
None! Dang it!
Well,
how about you,
have
Tommy
to put
Two Stars? Favorite Christmas special.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
The Doctor Who always has great Christmas specials.
They do have good Christmas specials. You're right. A shin. I mean, I'm putting one in,
putting
right?
In the pot. This is a long round.
Mister!
They're,
help me!
Hang on! I think I just killed that Mister lady.
Doctor Who's having a new Christmas special this year.
Yeah, they got like
that?
Superheroes.
Superhero Christmas special. It's going to be Peter Capaldi's last Christmas special.
Aww. Gimel.
Crazy, right?
Gimel. Oh, I take everything.
All right, round one's over. Tommy's Two Stars gets the whole pot.
How many rounds are we doing here?
That's the first round.
It's looking. We're doing four rounds. It's looking good for Gabe.
All right, Gabe. Hope you're going to be ready for this hot prize package.
Lord Gaben, Lord Gaben Newell?
I mean, not my prize package.
Gosh.
Everybody put a piece in.
You're playing for Gaben Newell?
No.
Yes.
Lord
Gaben?
Gaben? Lord Gaben.
Gaben.
All right. Gaben spin the dreidel. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Do you know who Lord Gaben is?
Nope.
You're really bad at the dreidel, Leviticus.
Hey!
Hey,
hey, hey. Hey.
What does hey mean, Larry?
It means half.
You get half the pot. So you get two pieces of candle.
So one
but everybody
piece
puts
left,
one
so we
piece.
All need to put one in.
Except for me, right? Or no, do I
still, no, you put
you
one
still
in.
Put
everybody
one in.
Does.
What? I just took half!
But you still end up with one more than you took out.
Like usual, because you're Mexican.
I don't even know what that meant. I'm sorry.
I don't know either.
See if I ever mow
none.
No bueno. None. And it keeps on spinning.
Like life. Life keeps on spinning also. Time
well, it depends on who you are, but...
What is your favorite Christmas treat, Larry?
Gimel!
You get the whole pot?
Yeah.
Oh, it's looking good for Gabe.
More like Gaben.
We gotta up it up.
On to round three.
I think round four we should just go all in.
No!
Well, because only one person can win anyway.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
What if there's a tie, though?
Alright, Leviticus, put your candy
you can't in. Split half the loot box.
He needs to put his candy in.
Hey, Larry.
Yes.
What's your favorite Christmas treat?
You know those
I suck at
cookies
this.
That,
all right, meat? Come on now.
Oh, the,
it's for all the latkes, baby.
Peanut butter blossoms?
Yes. I like those.
Yeah,
I'm enough. Spinning the dreidel for the Leviticus.
It's so even, you can't do it.
The dreidel is very
hard. It's even, you can't do it.
That counted as a spin.
No,
no
you
it didn't. Give it to me.
Shin.
Shin, what's that mean?
You put something in. That's something happens when you let him roll for you.
Alright, let me roll.
Yeah, let's see how you try again.
Spinning dreidel is hard, but this is why I'm not Jewish.
That's why you gave up Judaism? That's I couldn't get the dreidel down pants.
That's why I'm joining
away
the Nazi party. The dreidel's too hard. I'm the only one laughing.
Yeah, you laugh alone on that one.
None.
Dobby wants to join the Nazis.
Dobby doesn't
Shin
deserve to.
Shin, putting one in, alright?
Yep.
Alright, I'm going to hit it this time. Watch.
There you go. There you
watch.
Go.
This
there
is
go
round three.
Look at that form.
Right now.
Look at that form.
Look at that form.
Look at that form.
He's right getting ready to spin the dreidel. Oh, and a lackluster performance. He gets it done and get into the green.
None.
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 You take none, but
nine.
You get none.
Nine.
Nine.
Nine!
It's benign candy!
Larry, do you know what Hanukkah represents? Like what they're celebrating during Hanukkah?
Is it the oil thing?
Yes.
Gimel! Boom! That one's for you, Shady P. Mrs. P. Diddy getting candy in her hat.
Boom. Boom. Alright, final round.
Alright, one more round. Fight! So it's about oil? Isn't it about Passover?
No.
No, it's about oil. The oil lasted, I don't know.
Okay, so here we go. The story of the Maccabees is that they were celebrating during a harsh time in their history, and they were going through, and they realized it's their time to celebrate, but they only had one day's worth of oil. So they set it up, and they lit the candle, but lo and behold, the oil lasted for 8 days, and they celebrated.
Ah, yes. Passover is Easter time.
No, well, no. Passover is around the same time as
Easter.
Hanukkah.
No?
It was Hanukkah. It's towards the end of the year.
Well, okay. Well, we celebrated around the same time as Christmas.
Wasn't Taco Day, like, during Christmas?
I wish.
Too?
It's like the day after.
Did you know that there is a town in Peru that's on December 25th every year, if people have qualms with each other, they go and celebrate in the town square, and they beat the tar out of each
other. Look, I did a good job!
And then afterwards, they go and drink to heal their wounds and reconcile.
We should celebrate that.
You want to beat the out of each other?
Do you know what the holiday's called?
No, I gotta look at
nine
that.
Day.
9 day.
We're not very good at spinning dreidel.
Revenge day.
Shin! Putting one in.
Putting in the pot.
I think it means we just hit our shins.
Dobby likes to hit shins.
Hey, Tommy Two Stars, what's up? Gimel? Oh!
I told you, it should have just been an all-in round.
Game over, right?
Game over.
Wait, if I get this, I get all the candy, because I have not gotten crap.
Okay.
So if this lands on
it... So you get the rest
it,
of the bowl?
I get...
Man, that's not bad.
And my guy wins.
Shin.
You
do I get one of those turns too?
No.
Yes, yes.
So if
you
I
do
get a Gimel,
yes,
I get the whole rest of the
then
bowl.
Your person wins.
Kay. Just to add to
and
your total.
And then if Tommy Two Stars gets Gimel, he gets through.
Sure.
So you just get based on the rest of the bowl. So if you get the rest of the bowl and adds to your numbers, but you still.
Okay.
It's still based on the numbers at the end of the round.
Okay.
So whatever numbers you have. Like if I still have more.
None. Alright. All right.
What doesn't matter?
All right. So, that was our dreidel game, Larry. Woo! Yeah. How do you like Hanukkah?
Nice little change
of
pace.
I like Christmas better.
You want to celebrate Hanukkah next year instead of Christmas?
No.
Why not do both?
You get 8 presents, though.
Yeah, like socks.
Well, I get more presents on Christmas.
All right, so we're going to count up.
Stocking
Larry, we're going to count up our candies, okay? So.
It's tripping me out.
I think he won. Look at all his candy.
Leviticus, you going to count your candy?
Yeah, sure. Let me count the 2 pieces I have.
Aww.
Okay.
Is that really all you have? Dose pieces?
1, 2. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, sorry, Chuck Torno. You do not win the Geek Pack.
That's what happens when you hire...
To be fair, he has 5.
Sorry, Chuck T. Not win the Geek Package.
That's what happens when you have the...
I have 13.
28.
28? We don't know.
Oh, you were the king of all trivia again, Tommy Two Stars.
I feel like I should dump it in my mouth like an icing bag.
Never take the cap off.
All right. So, Gabe P. is the winner of our holiday special game. Good job, Gabe P. Go ahead and contact me either on Facebook.
Gabriel.
You can reach out to Deep Fried Geeks on Facebook. Send us a message. Or what's another way Gabe P could get a hold of us, Tommy?
Well,
it's called Messenger.
Or Messenger. Facebook Messenger.
Facebook Messenger.
You can email us.
Yep, he could.
At
mattman.blog@gmail.com. Leviticus, what's another way Gabe could get a hold of us or other people could?
He can get a hold of us on the tweets and the instas.
Tweets and Instagram, right? At Deep Fried Geeks, and get a hold of us that way. Remember, if you enjoyed this Christmas episode or our podcast in general, give us a good review on the iTunes. That would be much appreciated.
2 Yoda thumbs up.
Gabe P., we would also like you to send us your shirt size when you send us your emails claiming your prize so we can send you this awesome package. You don't want to miss this package, Gabe. It's amazing. Right, Levi?
It's amazing!
All right, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Kwanzaa.
Happy Festivus.
For the rest
Happy
of
Life
it.
Day.
Merry Taco Kwanzaa Festivity Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Day thing.
Happy food.
Happy Kwanzaa. Oh, you already said that, didn't you?
No. Feliz Navidad, Leviticus.
Feliz Navidad.
And
keep calm
and
geek out.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas. Everyone,
God.